Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz and we're discussing festive season plans. I'd love to know yours. Are you the more conservative type who's thinking about the year ahead, thinking about school uniforms and stationery and saying you're not going to spend too much because you can see January, February and March on the horizon? Or has it been a hectic year and it's time to let your hair or your wig down in an exotic location? You can tweet us at Kaya on Air is our handle. You can also use the hashtag Kaya Biz. Our WhatsApp line, 063-688-0959. I'd love to hear from you. Let's speak to Tina Manyanya, spokesperson at Wonga. They're a short-term loan provider and they say they expect people living in South Africa to spend 289 billion rand this festive season. Tina, thanks for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just tell us about the summer spending survey you do, how you collect that data and how wide that collection is.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. So this is actually our eighth annual spending survey. We've been running these since 2018, so we have a wealth of data, and it's specifically towards, you know, how people are planning to spend during the festive period.
And what are people saying about how much they'll be spending and what they want to do? Sorry, before we go into that, you were just saying you've been doing it for 8 years, but how do you collect that data and how wide, you know, how do you say with authority people are planning to spend X?
So we're quite rigorous in how we collect our data. So we use our own platform in terms of distributing emails to people that we have on record. And then we also use social media as another step, just to validate data. So this year we had 10,400 respondents complete the survey. And just to give you a bit more demographics, 60% were female, 40% male. On average, we see people between the ages of 25 and 44, and majority are based in Gauteng. In terms of the actual amount, people will be budgeting for this year at 6,299 rand, which is actually 7% down from 2024. I think 2024 was sitting around 6,800, so there's about a 500 rand decrease there.
The economy has come for us all, it seems.
Yes, indeed.
It's been a year. And what are people saying about how they'll be spending and on what?
Sure. So from this budget, 35% will be towards purchasing food and drinks, which I think makes sense for all of us. 18% will be towards purchasing gifts, and then another 18% for local travel and transport.
Okay. And so there seems to be a sense that even as people are spending a little bit less than they have in earlier years, there's still a festivity. It is December after all in South Africa, and we do that very, very well.
Absolutely. Get December is still a trend.
Yeah.
And that's not going to die down. We actually see that a lot of people say that they'll be spending the festive season still with their family and their friends, actually traveling back home, potentially KZN being the big one, Eastern Cape, Limpopo. And yeah, it's really mainly to spend time with family and friends and loved ones.
And there's a sense that when you are away, I was speaking to a colleague yesterday who was telling me that I'm missing out by not going to the Eastern Cape and going to the Lilies, and I'm missing out on the Mgidis and the meat. And he was like, you don't even have to be invited. Just walk around and go, you know, to different homes where you can see a celebration. There is a sense that sometimes you lose track of how much you are spending. Do you see that conservatism creeping in any of those responses of those around 10,000 people that you've spoken to, how people are maybe trying to say, okay, we've ring-fenced this amount, or I'm trying to be more careful because I know that it is silly season?
Yeah, so we're actually seeing that people are more cautious this year than other years. 23% of our respondents said that there would be that they've been saving throughout the year for this festive period. 21% will be taking their stock fell which is great planning, to be fair. 18% will be using their bonus, and then 22% will be borrowing from credit providers, which is interesting, 20% up from previous, from 2024.
And I think that's, with no scientific evidence to back this, mind you, but I think that also speaks to that constraint that we spoke about jokingly earlier on, if people are also having to go to other sources to fund their December or fund their festivities.
Exactly that. I think that the caution is coming from potentially being burnt in other years, right? That you overspent during the festive period, and when January comes, it's a bit more difficult, considering some people, you know, have children and they need to now plan for stationery and so on. I really just want to highlight something that was very interesting for us. So when asked what is your preferred gift over the holidays, for about 50% of people said that they would prefer to get money. Money and then vouchers, clothing and grocery vouchers. So there is this trend towards, listen, give me money. I will decide what I'm going to do with the money. Instead of what we saw in previous years where people want to get electronics. Electronics actually went down from 12% to now 5%. So yeah, people want to be a bit more flexible with what they get so that they have freedom to potentially buy groceries post festive season, or plan ahead into January and the coming months.
You know what? I was speaking to my cousin the other day for her birthday. I asked her what would she like, and she just said to me, don't play around, just give me money. Someone offered me a bag this afternoon, and I said, you know what? Whatever you were going to spend on that bag, let's hand it over to my bank account.
Because
I think it's much more, you ought to be much more practical, and I feel as though there's a shift away from perhaps showing off in big ticket items. So just very practical things that you can choose, you know, maybe what you're going to spend on, as opposed to hoping for something, which is what we're seeing there. But clothing and vouchers, also what people would like.
Absolutely. Vouchers really stands out there for me, because vouchers would include clothing. Generally, people will gift Takealot vouchers, because you know that, you know, you can get a variety of things on a platform like Takealot or Superbalist or platforms like that, where it's not just limited to, you know, a piece of clothing, but it's a bit more robust. You could even get your groceries too, you know. So yeah, people definitely want flexibility and they want to be practical. And this also kind of ties into the whole idea of being cautious during the holiday and really being mindful.
Okay, and people, one of the conversations that you hear in the corridors now a lot, are you going away this year? Where are you guys off to, right? And the travel trends that we're seeing is a lot of people who took part in your survey are actually going to be staying at home. There's no Seychelles, Mauritius, and the like.
So 70% actually are going to be staying at home this festive season, and 41% cite that they're not able to afford it. Which is another factor when you consider, you know, gift buying, when you're already strapped for cash, it really doesn't make sense. But the people who are planning to travel, as mentioned earlier, the top five destinations is the usual KZN, the Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Western Cape, and Limpopo. And really, it's not geared towards tourism, but being mindful about spending time with family and friends, especially, you know, with just the close of the year, very hectic and rough year for some. I think caution and mindfulness is really coming to the forefront here.
And it's also just mostly always good to just be home. You know, there's something so special if you're lucky enough to have a family that is a wonderful family, to be with your family, catch up with your friends, a little bit of nostalgia, visit the place that you grew up in and the like. We are discussing on Kaya Biz with Tina Manyanya, the spokesperson at Wonga, how people are planning to spend this festive season. We'd love to hear from you. What are you thinking about about, you don't have to tell us figures. I mean, if you want to, you can. But what are you thinking about when it comes to your festive season? Are you planning to go big? Are you planning to be in the middle, or are you quite conservative this year? You can send us a WhatsApp, 063-688-0959 is our number here on Kaya Biz. Tina, just speak to us about the ways that people are going to be spending that money. You mentioned a voucher of an online retailer, and it just sometimes seems simpler to open a device, log on, order your stuff, and have it delivered to your home. But you're still saying there's a big push and there's a big enjoyment by the respondents of your survey to go into the shops, to hear that music, yeah, you know, to be in the mix of it all.
Yes, that's exactly what we're seeing with the data. So 70% of people are preferring to actually go in store, into malls, into shops to do their shopping. Mm-hmm. I guess there's a personal element to it, right? You can feel, touch, see exactly what you're going to buy, mm-hmm, compared to online, where it's a little less impersonal. Mm-hmm. But 20% online and 4% markets. You know, we would have expected this big boom. I think, you know, it's pretty interesting that online is still relatively low. Mm-hmm. We saw a spike during COVID, but it's kind of normalized into the 20% year on year. Mm-hmm. Like I said, people are preferring to just be in store. Perhaps also it will curb, you know, impulsive spending.
Yeah. We spoke about, yep, stockpiles. We spoke about credit cards, loans, as that's your business. And what about buy now, pay later? How big is that in the South African market? How are people who did that survey of yours thinking about also how to maybe buy presents or spend on themselves with that?
Yeah, so we're seeing an uptick in people who are using buy now, pay later. But I think that is still relatively low compared to other forms of purchasing. Mm-hmm. But that hasn't exploded in a way that you know has been known for, mm-hmm, now.
Tina Manyanya, spokesperson at short-term lender Wonga, thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening, taking us through that survey that they've been doing for a number of years that speaks to people and asks them how are you planning on spending during the festive season? Do send us a voice note, 063-688-0959. And in just a moment, we're going to be speaking about how much corporates have committed to CSI in 2025. What's that spend like? Do stay with us on Kaya Biz.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.